With so many activities off limits, New Englanders are increasingly looking for safe ways to shed their cabin fever and enjoy the great outdoors.
I just see a lot more people outside on trails and hiking and that kind of stuff.
But while politely stepping off a trail to let someone pass can lower your risk of catching COVID-19, it might just increase your risk of getting something else.
You know, keep your social distance, but don't pick up ticks.
This is Kirby Stafford, Connecticut's state entomologist, and the primary author of the Tick Management Handbook from the Connecticut Agricultural Experimentation Station. Lyme disease is just one of the illnesses spread to humans through the bite of the black-legged tick, sometimes referred to as a deer tick. But while ticks can be picked up on a faraway trail, Kirby says most people pick them up closer to home.
Yard work was 18%, gardening was 12%, and play outdoors was 47%.
Which is why tick-borne disease prevention starts at the sock drawer.
Clothes have to be tight, the socks over the pants.
Maria Duke-Wasser is a disease ecologist at Columbia University.
I work on understanding how the environment affects people's risk of acquiring diseases.
Avoiding tick bites, she'll tell you, is all about
wearing protection.
That means light-colored clothing, no exposed skin, and for the tick pros anyway, a chemical called permethrin.
The military uses that, and we use that, and it's very efficient.
There are the skin-based repellents, some of which you may know. DEET, picaridin, and lemon eucalyptus are all approved for use by the EPA. But the advantage of a clothing-based repellent like permethrin is that you don't have to apply it every time you go out.
It will stay in the fibers of your clothes, and so even if you wash your clothes, it stays there.
It's the same material that's often used in malarial bed nets. It comes in spray cans. You get it at sporting goods stores, things like that.
But let's be realistic. Not many people are going to wear pants and socks all summer long.
I have fellow researchers that will wear Tyvek suits, and I'm sitting there, well, I'm balancing the risk of a tick bite versus heat stroke.
So how best to stay protected without suiting up in Tyvek every time you step into the backyard? Have pre-treated, tick-resistant clothes on standby for high-risk outdoor activities like yard work or gardening. And when you come inside?
Yeah, so I would immediately put them in the dryer.
Studies show that just a few minutes on high heat is enough to kill the ticks.
And I would go in the shower.
And while you're wearing those clothes outside, you might as well do a few things to make your yard less tick-friendly. A majority of the ticks in your area are going to be on the edge of forest shrubbery or where stone walls meet your lawn. So some experts suggest creating a 3-foot barrier of wood chips or gravel between high-risk zones and the places you're likely to spend the most time.
And it's also a psychological barrier, too. This is your demarcation line.
And if that's too much, start simpler. Move your swing set or grill away from the edge of the forest.
Just clearing leaf litter from the edge of the lawn can reduce the number of ticks around the perimeter of the property.
No matter what steps you take, all you can do is lower your risk. Because no matter what you do,
it only takes one if you don't find it and it's infected.
That's why the single most important tick prevention measure is something you should do every day or multiple times a day. A full body tick check.
Look through every part of your body.
For you,
tick check.
Your kids,
tick check.
Your dogs, your cats,
tick check.
If this stuff seems too basic, just remember that slowing a disease can be as simple as washing your hands, or in this case, looking in your armpits.
And I can tell you, after over 30 years here of research, I've had very, very few tick bites, and I haven't gotten Lyme disease yet.
Next week, we'll talk about what happens if, despite your best efforts, you do find a tick embedded in your skin, how to get it out, how to get it tested, and more. So, you know, something to look forward to. For NHPR News, I'm Taylor Quimby.